A year ago this week, massive wildfires swept through the Smoky Mountains in East Tennessee. In the resort towns of Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, thousands of homes and cabins were lost. But as WPLN's Mariba Knight reports, the rebuild has been steady and visitors are flooding back.
Last November, wildfires ravaged the massive Westgate Resort in Gatlinburg. 70 of their 90 buildings were destroyed. And as the largest employer in the county, they knew they needed to get folks back to work as soon as possible. Westgate's chief operating officer says within 3 days, they had construction crews on site to remove debris, and not a single employee was laid off. A year later, they've rebuilt 80% of what was lost and have hundreds more units under construction. At Stony Brook Cabin Rentals, a quarter of their buildings were burned. It was devastating for owner Pam Hill. But today, they're the busiest they've ever been.
It did. It took a few months for word to get out because so many people thought that Gatlinburg was gone. So as people began to come in and starting in the spring and getting word out, that by June, we started to see the numbers just really increasing and huge amounts of people coming.
Gatlinburg's Office of Tourism says there has been a drop in tax revenue from so many lost structures, but the number of tourists is holding steady. The Smoky Mountain National Park averaged more than 11 million visitors in 2016, more than any other national park. And the tourism office says they're on track to hit that this year. Hill says she's encouraged by the numbers.
All those people with all those memories, when they heard Gatlinburg was in trouble, they wanted to come. And the best way to support Gatlinburg is by coming.
This is a place where families have vacationed for generations, Hill says. And that means a loyal customer base. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mariba Knight.